Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a Grammy, sold over 80 million records with Matchbox 20, and is a solo artist. He is Rob Thomas, and he is on the Big Show.
Rob!
Hey, buddy.
Scott, how you doing, man?
Everybody's tip-top shape. Patty's off today. She loves you, so she had to...
Aww.
She's on vacation, so she's missing you.
Hi, Patty. Well, good for her, then.
And Ross is here with me. He used to work with me in the old days.
Well, I'll take that instead.
That's okay. First of all, I got a message for you. This guy heard you were going to be on the show. Remember when you used to... do you still shop at the Food Emporium?
Of course.
Charlie Wright used to be the big cashier over there.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, that's my Briarcliff days.
Yeah,
in Fresh Chester.
He is... Charlie retired, and he just wanted to do a shout-out to you, let you know he's doing okay.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So you got
How you doing, brother? I haven't talked to you forever.
I'm doing fine, man. I haven't talked to you since last December. And you'll be back for Blithedale this year, I'm sure.
Every year, man. That's how I start my Christmas.
Now, it's a funny thing because you wrote this great song called New York City Christmas, and it kind of sprung into your own, like, charity foundation, right?
Yeah. I was. It's funny. I wrote it when I was headed to go see Clive Davis one day, and I was standing outside of his office, and there was a guy, a sidewalk preacher, really. He was just outside. He was literally just going, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I had this line. I see the sidewalk angels whisper hallelujah. And I went and I wrote the song. And then played it at Blithedale that year. And then the next year we started Sidewalk Angels Foundation.
And your wife is very active in this, Marisol, who is an angel herself. And you guys, tell everybody exactly what Sidewalk Angels does.
Well, it's been about 12 years now, I think. Maybe a little more. And... you know, we've been working really hard to raise critical funds for people that need it. So we raise funds for people that are starting their own foundations, and we build shelters. We help with rescues. We help. We've been helping now with people to learn about what it means to work with animals, working with kids with autism, with animals. But we've managed, I think, to raise like over like 23 or 24 different foundations that we've built. Runs and kennels and actual things, and then we help them keep going on their own.
Wow!
So it's kind of like you know, Teach a Man to Fish Foundation.
Yeah, that's great. You know, that's exactly what we need in this country, I think, because people don't think they know these things exist. They think it's cool to adopt. You know, I got a rescue dog, and more people are aware of it now. They don't have to go out to a pet store, and you can go and find a wonderful pet at many of these at these animal shelters and animal rescues. But they don't exist on their own. They're not a money making activity.
They don't, and you know what? Until you can get everybody to do that, one of the things about no-kill shelters that's great is if you get an animal and you get them into a no-kill shelter, they're rescued in a way. You know what I mean? Like they're home. They have a home, and they can be there, and they're going to live their life out there until somebody comes and adopts them. And I think, you know, it's funny. Like we do a lot of work. We do work with Blithedale Children's Hospital, and we do work with Children's Cancer, and we do work with Lyme disease, and we do a lot of different things. But I think that, you know, everybody has to man a little piece of fence. And I think that taking care of those that don't have a voice for themselves, the animals, I think that's been something that's really been important for us for over the years.
And your shows at the Borgata in Atlantic City, January 18th, 19th, and 20th, the proceeds for those shows go to the Sidewalk Angels Foundation, right?
They do. And I think this is our eighth or ninth year. And we've and because it's really like the foundation is really me, my wife, and our mom. And we have no overhead, right? We don't have salaries. We don't have anything. So we do, every year, we do three nights at the Borgata. Every dime that we don't spend paying my band, goes directly into the foundation. And then, like, this year, we're going to bring our bass player, Al, into it. And we're actually taking our own money out of our pocket that we pay to Al to go into the foundation, so we don't take money away from the foundation.
Wow. Al doesn't come cheap either.
No, he does not, man. Al's just coming off, I think, of being Alicia Keys' music director, so he's expensive. I'm gonna pay for that.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize or not, but you have actually two different bands. You got Matchbox 20, and then you got your boys who you play with when you do a solo tour.
Yeah, and I've had the same solo band now since 2004.
Right. Wow. Well, by the way, speaking of Matchbox 20, is there any new music coming out soon or any of your solo stuff?
Well, the solo stuff. So I just am finishing, I'm just mixed up a new solo record that I think is going to come out in January that I did with Butch Walker.
Oh, yeah, love him. I met him at one of your benefits.
Yeah, he's such a good guy, and he's one of my really good friends for like over almost 20 years now since he was in the Marvelous 3. And, but I'm working on that. I'm finishing that up. I couldn't be more excited about it. I played it for Clive Davis. He said it's the best thing that he's ever heard me do.
Wow.
And then as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to go right back into Matchbox as well, because I think, you know, we just toured for our 20th anniversary last summer before last. And we had this rekindled friendship and love for each other, so we're definitely going to be doing something there, too.
You make it sound like you go back in the kitchen and you mix up a new album.
Well, no, I mean, I go in the kitchen and I beat myself up for a year, and then I make a new record, sure.
Yeah, it's not that easy, we know that. So tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at theborgata.com. And a pre-sale is going on right now for your fan club members, right?
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Borgata, the thing about Borgata that's great is three nights, and it's a storytellers as well. It's a long, you know, 2 hours of just talking about music, talking about the songs, talking about where they come from. Sometimes it's requests. Everything is off the cuff. Everything is like, you know, it's not very planned, which always makes it a really good, fun time.
So anybody that wants to learn how to mix up a new album can go and watch this and get the scoop,
yeah,
right?
All it takes is 20 years of self-doubt, and you got it.
All right.
Let me ask you one more question. I know you were an advisor for CeeLo's team during the third season of The Voice on NBC. Any plans on doing TV again?
I don't think anybody wants to see me on TV. Now that CeeLo's gone, they're dead to me.
Okay.
Okay. I think CeeLo's coming back, if you want to know the truth. I don't know why, but he's coming back.
Well, if he's not, I'll take a spot.
You got it, man. Tell Marisol we give her love, man.
Yeah, I'll see you soon, brother. I miss you guys.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Thomas at CBS FM. You'll never find a more caring person than that guy. Very special human being.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Him and his wife.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.